Blessed be the name of the Lord. So don't be offended. I'm going to try to repeat some of the stuff I said already. Amen. That today we are going to speak on wisdom from above. The wisdom from above. The wisdom of God. That many of us are not seeking wisdom. And because we do not walk and seek the wisdom of God and apply the principles of wisdom in our life, many of us are suffering. Many of us are regretting. Many of us are turning back to do things we would have done 10 years ago today. After we have suffered, after we have cried, after we have regretted. Today we are going to talk on this important wisdom that Christians has relegated to the background. Many Christians have overlooked the most important of the gift of God, the number one of the gift of God. They put it on the background. And it has taken a toll on our family life, on our financial life, our marital life, our dealing with our children, the way the church work, the way we deal with others, in our place of work. I can name many instances or places where, because of lack of application of wisdom, our life has been a mess. But today we are going to present it in such a way, by God's grace, that you will know from now on to seek wisdom and pursue it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is number one gift of all the gift of God. The gift of healing, the gift of salvation. Salvation is God's grace. Salvation triumphs every other thing, but without it we cannot have anything. So the gift of healing, the gift of prophecy, the gift of this and that, faith and so on, they all come below wisdom in the eyes of God. Why? We're going to explain that as God gives us grace. We are not trying to undermine any of this other thing. The eye cannot work perfectly without the hand, or the hand without the eye. So every part of us have an integral importance. Everything that God has is for a reason. But the major thing I want you to know this morning is that while we pursue most of these other gifts, we have overlooked the gift of wisdom. I say that you barely hear preaching on wisdom. You barely go to the bookstore and find any book on wisdom from above. And because of it, we have paid a lot of price that we shouldn't have paid. Amen? Glory be to God. Let us start by reading Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Proverbs 4:7, somebody just open your scripture if you have it there. Proverbs 4:7. You have your scripture, you read it. Say, wisdom is the principal thing. Amen? Do you believe it? Hallelujah. Say, wisdom is the principal thing. And we start to define principle in the Bible study. It is number one. It is supreme. It is above every other thing. It is prized, it's precious in the eyes of God and men. He said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That established number one of our arguments. That wisdom is the principal thing. But many of us do not seek wisdom in our actions, in our attitude, in our speech, in our communication, in our dealing with every integral part of life. And so, 20 years down the line, 10 years down the line, or 5 years down the line, you find out you have messed up. And time is something you cannot get back from again. If only we have applied wisdom in the beginning, we might not be regretting where we are today in certain situations. But by God's grace, there is still time for the younger one to start to learn to apply wisdom. For the older ones to start to learn to apply it too. So that you don't have too many regrets in life. Be aware that there are many kinds of wisdom. The three major categories are God's wisdom, which is divine. Then there is satanic wisdom, which is perverted wisdom. And worldly wisdom, the wisdom of this world. These are the major three categories of wisdom. God's kind of wisdom, satanic type of wisdom, that is from the pit of hell. And then there is worldly wisdom, the wisdom of the world that we meet and see every day. Those are not the things we are speaking about this morning. Today we are discussing wisdom that is from above. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you open for us James chapter 3 verse 17? James 3 17, please. Wisdom that is from above is what we are discussing this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. James 3 17, if you have it. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Now, this is how you can differentiate satanic wisdom, the wisdom of men, the wisdom of sons of men or women, the wisdom of this world, and the wisdom that is of God, or satanic wisdom. It must be pure. Then it has to be peaceable, it has to be gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This will start to sink in as we go forward. That this wisdom you have been manifesting, these ideas, this way you do things, many of them does not match this standard. This is a standard that God has given. That if your own type of wisdom is from above, that is divine, from God, it has to be pure, it has to be peaceable, it has to be gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Those are the standards we go with. There is every kind of godly wisdom. Now, when we say wisdom, some of us, and that is where many of us have made mistakes, we think that once we have this wisdom, that is where it ends. As we go down in scripture, you see that's not the issue. There is every kind of wisdom. There is wisdom for leadership. Have you ever seen some people that are put in position of leadership and they completely messed it up? Everybody is bitter around them. Everybody is angry with them. They are not worth that their position. But men have placed them there and they turn the whole thing upside down. That's why some kings of the earth, they cannot understand, why does my people not worship me and love me? They don't have wisdom of God. Some wives or husbands, vice versa, they say, why is he going topsy-turvy in our home? Because of what? There is a certain kind of wisdom in leadership. There is also wisdom in finance, financial wisdom. And if I have seen a nation fail or make mistake or individual completely at opposite end of God's will, it is on financial wisdom in this America. And we touch on it too. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Financial wisdom. That is the ability to make wealth and the ability to retain it. We're coming to that. There is also marital wisdom. There is also a kind of borrowed wisdom, the wisdom you can borrow from others. Wisdom that has come from experience. That's why the young generation, when your father and mother say, listen to me, Emmanuel, listen to me, this person, listen to me, Joe, listen to me, John, they are telling you to listen because they are telling you based on their experience, wisdom they have acquired over the years. Amen. And they have made mistakes. And they are falling down in learning ways. And then they say, oh, why does my, I don't want you to go through it again. So they are, that's why you have to listen to your parents. Borrowed wisdom. Borrow wisdom from them because they love you. They want you to do better than them. They want you not to fall into the same pit that many of us have fallen into. And they are advising you on wisdom that is based on experience. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you listening to them. There is age-related wisdom. The wisdom you've acquired, that's what we are talking about a few minutes ago, that you can borrow from the younger one, you can borrow from others. Even the old one, you can borrow wisdom from others. As I was preparing this message yesterday morning, I turned on the TV. And they have something about the former president of the United States, he called President Ronald Reagan. And they said that they were searching among his, you know, like a trash, things that were thrown away and stuff, and came about a handbook he has used. And it is handwritten. No secretary typed it for him. And he used it all the time of his presidency. This was on CNN. And it was called a memo, and they are going to publish it as a collection of wisdom of, actually that's what they titled it, collection of wisdom. And they find out that this man, this president, has sought wisdom from different people outside United States, talking with some people who he felt has wisdom. And so I never knew that there's one qualification they gave to this man. They said that he has the wisdom of communication. And in that collection of memo, they find out that he acquired some of this wisdom from the past, from other people who are endowed with wisdom of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Or even with wisdom of these things about the world. Not all of them are evil. Some of them agree with the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So, we are talking of this type of wisdom for now. I said there's different type of wisdom for every situation. If you apply the same kind of wisdom in every situation, it may not work. And that's why we have to seek wisdom almost daily in our affairs. God, in the beginning, made the world in wisdom. Let us put on Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22 to 26. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22 to 26. Let us start to see how important is wisdom in God's plan for us and for this world. How important is wisdom in God's plan for us? And God is talking about wisdom as we read here. He said, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Come on, let's go. 23. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or over ever the earth was. Before the earth was, God set up wisdom. Go on. When there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains, abounding with water. 25. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was, I was brought forth. 26. While as yet, he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. I was with God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God did not just start to speak by faith. He created this whole world by the spoken word. He said, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be darkness, and there was. Let there be this type of animal. Do you think that he just come and spoke it into existence? No. He planned it. He planned this whole earth in wisdom. That is why when the sun is rotating and the planets are going around it, they are not hitting one another. He put everything, he designed it and put it in place before, some of us are into design engineering. Before you start building this house, you sit down on your table or whatever software you use and design it. So that even before it comes to be, you are already seeing the perspective of what you want it to be by sitting down and designing it. Then you put it into action and then you build it. The same way God designed this whole world, he made it. He created this whole world. He designed it in wisdom before he spoke it into existence by faith. And I start to think about it. Many of us have this great mindset about faith, which is wonderful. Well, without faith, we cannot see God. Without faith, we cannot believe God. Without faith, we cannot even believe that there is a God. But if you can plan and think in wisdom before speaking, before applying your faith, you will see and you will find out that many of your prayers will be more easily answered than just rushing head on and doing things without thinking, without planning, without sequence of organization, without bringing the right kind of wisdom, without seeking God's wisdom in that particular issue. Proverbs 8, we're not going to put this on the screen. It says, whosoever finds wisdom finds life and obtains favor from God. We are still itemizing the importance of wisdom. Whosoever finds wisdom does what? Finds life and obtains what? Favor from the Lord. Proverbs 7:12, don't have to put it up. Money is a defense. Did you hear that? If you happen to be a millionaire or a billionaire, it's a defense. And it says wisdom is also a defense. But the excellency of wisdom is that it does what? It gives eternal life. So that those billionaires and stuff, they may have all this money and it is a defense to them. They seek it, they pursue it, they acquire it. To them, it's just a defense. You know, they can get whatever toys and stuff they need in this world. But wisdom also offers the same thing and 10 times, 100 times, a million times over, because money can never bring you the salvation or eternal life. He said money is a defense. Wisdom is a defense. But the excellency of wisdom is that it does what? It gives you eternal life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 8 to 11. We will not read it. He itemized about 12 gifts. The number one of those gifts is what? In 1 Corinthians 12, 8, 11, wisdom is number one of all the spiritual gifts of God. Wisdom is number one of all the spiritual gifts of God. In 1 Corinthians 1, 24, he says, Christ is the power of God, and Christ is the wisdom of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Wisdom is so important that in Luke chapter 11 verse 31, Jesus Christ had to indict his generation. He rebuked them seriously. Why did he rebuke them? Because when he was in this world, here is wisdom personified, completeness, epitome of wisdom sitting, and people were not seeking his wisdom. And he started to tell them that the Queen of Sheba traveled thousands of miles to seek the wisdom of who? Solomon. Kings of the earth, monarchs, princes of this world, they traveled far and wide to seek the wisdom of Solomon. But here I am, the wisdom of God, and you are not seeking me. And when he left, he issued the Holy Spirit, and with it came gifts. And among those gifts, number one of them is wisdom. How many of you here has ever prayed or have prayed specifically for wisdom over issues? That God will give me wisdom. That is to bring it home to you. If I say, raise your hand and tell me if in the situation you are agonizing about, you are believing God for, you've been praying for years, have you ever asked God to give you wisdom on how to negotiate, to go through, to come out of this situation, or to see the solution of this issue? You will find out that it is very, very minute, few that has ever sought and asked for wisdom to solve situations. But we do apply faith. We do agonize, we do pray, we do call on God and say, help us in this and that, so on. It is time we start to look more into asking God for wisdom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That he can guide us in our life affairs. Faith is good. The power to heal the sick. To do all those things that God wants us to do. But I tell you, if the Christian fold, we start to look more and seek God and the wisdom of God, it will go a long way in helping us out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me tell you the difference between wisdom and faith. Now that we are on this point. Faith will pull you out of the mud, out of the pit, out of the situation. But by then, you have had many battle scars. By then, you have cried and fasted. By then you have called on God, done everything you could, you have suffered. But by the grace of God, your faith in God will pull you out of it. But wisdom will not allow you to go into that situation in the first place. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So which one is better? To have suffered? To have cried about it? I remember counseling somebody who said, follow the path of wisdom in this. I said, I know the Lord spoke, he said to me. And I will believe him for this. I said, here is wisdom. Apply it. Are you sure? No? Then go with wisdom. Did it. 10 years down the line, he came back and followed that same pattern. But that was afterwards, about 10 years. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If only he had applied wisdom in the beginning, he wouldn't have wasted 10 years or 8 years or 5 years or even a day. And the problem would have been solved from the beginning. But no, you are carrying faith like a banner, which is what it is. Like a sword, which is what it is. Like a standard, which is what it is. And overruling every other thing, you are trampling all over with it, but you are not seeking God in wisdom. In your actions, in your communications, in your attitude, in your leadership, in your home, in everything about your life. If you are dealing with people on business, you go into it blindly, without seeking God in wisdom. And then you start to cry. And say, why am I suffering like this? Because you forsook wisdom. Examples of wisdom can do. What wisdom can do. For once, God asked a man. Once, God asked a man, say, ask whatever you will. That man was Solomon. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He pleased God. He was praying. He was believing God for something, and God had him after he made 1,000 sacrifices of offering and does everything, and God said, wow, there is a man that I really like. And he said this night in the dream, God came to him, I believe it's 1 Kings 3:16, we are not going to read it. He said to him, ask whatever you will today. And this is a man that is knowledgeable. He could have asked for the life of for the death and destruction of his enemies, which he has many of them. He could have asked for money. He could have asked for wealth. He could have asked for anything, but no, Solomon did not ask for any of these things. He said, that you may give me what? Wisdom. So that I can lead. For these are great people. They are also stubborn people. I don't know how to handle this situation. Can you just give me one thing and one thing alone? Wisdom. To lead these your people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is what he asked for. And God was pleased. And God then added other things to him. Money, wealth, and blessing. Solomon only asked for one type of wisdom and then made mistake in another types regarding to women. There's also wisdom in that area. We should seek all around wisdom. If only he had, he wouldn't have fallen into that trap. But then, he asked God correctly for wisdom of leadership. Wisdom to rule. Wisdom to be over people. To be a boss in your place of work. In your home, anywhere you might be. Placed over somebody. So God gave him wisdom. And let's give and see an example how what wisdom can do. Wisdom can take situation that is hard, that is difficult, that is confusing, and make it simple. So while you are battling with faith, if only you apply wisdom, you could just make nothing out of that hard situation. If only God has given you, you pray, and God has given you wisdom on that situation. So, narrating two stories in the Bible regarding to how wisdom can solve hard situations. One day, after God has endowed Solomon with wisdom, there come these two women, harlots, that were living in the same room, had babies about the same time, just a day or 2 years old children, and one of them probably got drunk in the night and slept over the child, and the child died. Woke up in the morning or in the night and saw, I've killed my son or my daughter. Took the child and went and put it with the other woman, and took the other woman's child to herself. So they all slept and woke up in the morning, and the mother of the other child woke up and said, "Ah, my son is dead." But looking closely, she noticed that this cannot be my child. So they started arguing. People came, they cannot differentiate. There's no DNA in those days. So whose child it is? So they brought him before Solomon. And then the wisdom of God came. I'm giving you an example of how wisdom can take hard situations and make it simple. And Solomon said, "Which child is it?" The other one said, "Mine." The other one said, "Mine." How can a king judge this issue? He said, "Okay, bring me a sword." They brought the sword. He said, "Divide the child into two. Cut him into two. Give one to this woman and one to the other." Don't doubt it. In those days, it is done if the king says it. That is the way it goes in those days. And the mother of the child, the real mother, said, "No! Instead of my child dying, take him and give to the other woman. Let him live with her. Let him be her child. At least I have the consolation that my son is alive." The other woman said, "No, divide it into two. Just like you say, give her half and give me half." Solomon said, "Give the child to the woman who wants the child to live. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And they said the whole Israel marveled. Day by day, he was coming up with wisdom of leadership. And when he started to prosper, his kingdom started to prosper, and they started to notice it all over the whole world, the Queen of Sheba said, "Wow, I'm going to travel thousands of miles." She didn't take any flight. She traveled by camels or donkeys or cats. Most of journey to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But that wisdom is given to us freely today. And many of us refuse to seek it. And many are meeting or has made their water low because they refuse to seek wisdom. In the city of Ephel in the Bible, the king's military people come and surrounded the town and want to destroy it. This is in 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 16. We are not going to read it. And they said the city was about to demolish and be destroyed. And this is an old ancient city. And so, nobody knows what to do. This is how wisdom can take hard situations and make it simple. The military people are ready to fight, which will mean a lot of people dying, destruction, war and destruction will come. But one old woman managed to crawl up to the wall and talk to the commander and say, "Why are you besieging this city today?" He told her why. And she said, "Give me some time, my lord." And he went back and sought the elders of the city, spoke to them, and in wisdom, she saved a city. And for that, she was called a mother in Israel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, some of us say, do we really need to seek wisdom? Is it not a gift of God when we become saved? I said yes. Can you put up Psalm 111 verse 10? When you're going to take the first phrase of that, Psalm 111 verse 10. It says, Psalm 111 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen? Amen. And here starts some of my message this morning. Notice that when you have salvation, when you receive Jesus into your life, when you give your life to Christ, you get the gift of wisdom, but you only get the beginning of it. And some of us get the beginning and we stick to the beginning of it. 1%, 10% of wisdom, or even less than that, is what we walk with through all our life. The fear of God is just the beginning of wisdom. Some even go behind because they fail to recognize it in their ministry, in their life, in their walk, in their gift, whatever God, they fail to recognize the importance of wisdom. When you fear God, when you receive Jesus, when you believe in Him, when you give your life to Christ, God initiates you into wisdom, but that is just the beginning. That means that we are to seek this wisdom daily. We are to ask God to bring wisdom into our life. Why is these things not going this way? Why have we prayed and waited on the Lord for such a long time and there is no result? Because you are lacking the wisdom of God in that particular issue. And I say particular because there are different issues and there are different kind of wisdom, and there is wisdom for every instance. It is so important that it is just the beginning. After salvation, while counseling the course of many years and financial wisdom, I found out that many of us don't even have the beginning of wisdom on finances. I've spent hours over the years in talking to different people, and I found out that why most marriage fail in America is mostly because of lack of financial wisdom. I want you to know, before we start on this part of it, that God wants you to acquire wealth and retain it. God wants you to prosper. God wants you to do very well. John 3:1-2. Let's just read that for that sake, for you to understand where I'm going with this. 3:1-2. If you can pull it up, please. 3 John. The third gospel of John. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Philippians 4:19. God wants also to meet all your needs. So let us just know that for now, that God wants you to prosper financially. God wants to do well in your life. But many of us are under bondage because we fail to apply the financial wisdom, one segment of wisdom which we just want to discuss today. I've narrated that wisdom is important in our life, why they are important, instances of wisdom, and then we are coming to this segment, financial wisdom in our life. And many of us have failed woefully in this regard. Today, virtually every average American is living in debt. And some of this debt is not forced on you. Some of them is what you choose to be in. But you forget this, using this as a principle in our discussion, Proverbs 22:7. That the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is a slave to the lender. Virtually every wallet in this church today has a credit card in it. And some of us does not have the common wisdom on how to use it. Some believe that we must go to school and be in debt and graduate. Some believe that there is no true way about certain things. We have to, if we buy a car, it will be in debt. If we eat, it will be in debt. If we buy a suit, it has to be with debt. Everything, you charge it, you borrow. And why? Many marriage and living has been brought down because the ideology, the propaganda of Satan, has been so etched into our mindset that we have failed to seek wisdom on this issue. Several years ago, I was called to speak to some bunch of children who are graduating. That is my topic that day. I gave an instance in the Bible study. I was standing behind a young lady about to check out some stuff I bought, and she pulled out her wallet, a very big wallet for that matter, and each one, every part of it was every kind of credit you can ever think of. Visa was there, MasterCard was there, this was there, that was there, name it, it was there. Capital One, Chase. I was looking at it like this. I was baffled. She could not be up to 18. That is the system we find ourselves in. To be like the Joneses. If somebody buys it and you don't have it, you want to pull out your wallet and go. What happens here is that when you are doing this, you are making yourself a slave. You are in bondage. And if for any reason you find yourself life situation, a little off balance, what happens is that you find them coming to repossess what you have. Or even if they don't repossess it, you are working from paycheck to paycheck to survive. And God forbid that there is any hindrance anywhere, you find yourself at a disadvantage because you have come to believe that that is the way we shall live our life. No! The way of financial wisdom is that don't spend what you don't have. Amen? Amen. If Sister So-So have it and you cannot have it, then don't have it. If you want to have it, then save and plan for it. Amen. And when you can comfortably get it, then do it. I have so many people come to me to say, oh, I want to buy a house. One of my businesses is real estate. And if I sell the house to them, I'm going to make commission. But being a Christian, I look at what they have and say, no, you are not qualified to buy this house. And one of them got really angry. You live in a fine house and you are telling me not to buy. I say, here is the reason why you are not qualified. I went off, buy it from another person, a few months down the line, went bankruptcy, declared this thing and has to leave the house. Came back to me and said, what can I do? I said, if only you have listened to the voice of wisdom in the beginning, you will not find yourself in this situation today. We know that there's many things that happen in life that we didn't plan on. Situations, accidental situations, condition beyond our control. That is not what we are talking about. We are talking about when you, with your eyes open, without anybody putting a gun on your head, make life decision that you live to regret. That is called counter wisdom. Now, what is a counter wisdom? Will be when you do the right thing after you have exhausted all other options. That is counter wisdom. You finally do the right thing after 3 years, after 10 years, after 15 years, some of us after 30 years, even when we are back, we finally do the right thing, but we have exhausted all other options before we come to do the right thing. And within that 5 years, 10 years, you know what? It has been an agony. It has been full of frustration. It has been a stressful family for your wife, for your husband, for your children, for your friends, for your relation. You finally do the right thing, but meanwhile you have lived in agony. You cannot be fruitful to God when you are going through those situations. You cannot provide, you cannot be a Christian that God wants you to be. That is why it's best to do what? Go with wisdom in the beginning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To advise us in this issue, God told us to go look at the ants. You know what is an ant? That's small stuff that crawl around everywhere. He said in Proverbs chapter 6 to Proverbs 6 to 8. He said, go to the ants and borrow wisdom. Go to the ants and borrow wisdom. He said they have no leadership. They don't have anybody telling them what to do or what not to do. But he said they have these things to go, you sluggard, consider the ways and be wise. Go down to verse 7. Now that you put it on, just read. Which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, go down to 8. Provided her meat in the summer and gathered her food in the harvest. When the going is good, they get it. And then they go to Bank of America or saving and open a saving account and actually have saving. And they don't touch that saving because they want to wear a shiny shirt because so sister wore it. or they don't go out and buy jewels they cannot afford because so many, or they leave it for what we call the rainy season, and then they can use it as a backup. In counseling people in finance, I say, do you have saving? Well, but nothing in it. But you drive to my house in a fancy car and everything like that, but you don't have no saving. What if something happened? Well, we just believe God. What do you mean you just believe God? God gave you an opportunity and gave you a situation where you don't have, you say, I would rather go by faith by than wisdom. And I've actually had people say that as long as I have these things, I will not have reason to believe God. So I rather go through suffering and go through anguish and go through unplanned life so that I can believe God day by day. It's good to believe God day by day. But if wisdom will guide you, you have storage and you can still believe God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because when you store and you believe God and you give, you have ample opportunity to do good. And God will give more and more to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Nobody can take away the need, the importance of us depending on God every day of our life. So God said, go to the ant and ask for wisdom so that you can see how they gather and they put together for the rainy season. How they gather and put together for when they may have need of it. Men and brethren, God has made all these provisions for us. In the scriptures, the major reason why I start teaching on this issue is that people did not recognize or could not recognize or doesn't recognize the importance of wisdom in the life of a man, in the life of a child of God. We do not actively seek it. We do not actively seek it. That means in fasting and in prayer, ask God for wisdom on this thing that is happening in your life that is hard. That you don't know, if applied faith, you are not getting solution. Even when you get solution, you find yourself falling into the same repeating process. When do you come to know that the wisdom of God is lacking in this process? And that wisdom has been given. For in James chapter 1 verse 5, he says, if any of you lack wisdom, can you put it up for us? James 1 5. Let him seek of God. James 1 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say, if any of you lack wisdom. And having guessed one particular situation many years ago, and I could see the solution of this thing so easy. And I was telling this man of God that here is what I think you should do. And he said no. And I was wondering why he said no. It was when I started meditating on it that many of us does not actively seek wisdom because of pride. Pride is anti-wisdom. For when wisdom comes, it will have to fulfill certain standards. The first of it is that wisdom of God will be pure. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That wisdom of God will be pure. That wisdom of God will be peaceable. You know, it is easier to pull down cold fire from heaven by faith and declare judgment and uproot and uproot, cast down and build. But wisdom may have to accomplish the end result without this having to happen. So many of us want the demonstration of power, the demonstration of faith, the demonstration of faith, but they, by pride, refuse wisdom that can be peaceable in bringing solution to that issue. The wisdom from heaven has to be gentle, easy to be entreated. That is a very hard point for many Christians. Easy to be entreated. That means to be pacified. For when an opportunity, once there is a story to it, that's the end to it. They move on. The wisdom from heaven is easy to be entreated. You see those that went first on what they assumed to be the faith of God as a sword is not easily entreated in them. You see those that think that we can achieve it through the arm of the flesh or what we can do, there is no peaceableness in it. There is not easy to be entreated. These are the things that we have to do. He said that it is full of mercy. The wisdom from heaven is full of mercy. It has good fruits. Good fruits. The fruit of peace. The fruit of joy. The fruit, all the seven fruit, all the gift, all the fruit of is embodied in wisdom. It's without partiality and without hypocrisy. When you go to the wisdom of God and you are doubting yourself, is this, am I applying wisdom in this issue? First measure it by this standard in James 3:17. If it meets that standard, notice that then you can apply faith and get the solution quicker. Once you see that you have planned and organized it in wisdom, then apply a little faith. You don't need too much faith at this point because it is in line with the word of God. But if you refuse to plan it in wisdom, you are going to be walking uphill. It will be like dragging a trailer uphill. That is why we have to think. We have to plan. We have to order our ways right. We use the word listening to the Spirit of God. But I've seen people say we listen and we hear from God, but they do not interact with wisdom to bring it to pass, and so it becomes nothing. Because listening and hearing from God, you still have to apply your faith. I'm telling you today to actively seek wisdom in your life. The gift of wisdom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It will do you a lot of good. It will help you in this life journey. It will help you to avoid crying many years after. There's wisdom in every situation. You want a wife? Ask God in wisdom in getting a wife. You want a husband? Ask God wisdom in getting a husband. There is even practical wisdom in getting a husband and a wife. Why many of us have not attained to that situation is that they have not applied wisdom, but they continually apply faith. And maybe their faith is not high enough to achieve that objective. You want to prosper, ask God the wisdom of prosperity. And when God is start bringing it your way, do not waste it. About 3 weeks ago, I met somebody in their house. And the man was angry with the wife. Because at a point they were living in prosperity. It was in their house. They have it all. They have this. They have house. They have this and that. And so the man was blaming the wife. That she caused my downfall. I said, what do you mean? Say, she caused my downfall. I said, she didn't cause anything. You are supposed to be the head of this home. What did you do with it? She started giving me instances of why they lost everything they have. And now they are nowhere. I say, look, that is because you do not have the wisdom of leadership in your home. And so, you allow the leadership in a way to fall behind. And mistake came, and you are to be blamed. You say, really? I say, yes. I say, had it been you asked God for wisdom, then you will not have allowed this issue to happen the way it happened. And so now you find yourself in this situation. I say, but with God, all things are possible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You can revise the situation today. He said, really? I said, you can. First, you have to give your life to Christ. For that is the beginning of wisdom. And then you have to start to do away with all these things that you don't need. Because you cannot afford it. And then you have to think that, hey, I have to save, I have to give to work the work of God, for God to bless me. I have to support the gospel. I have to do the right thing. At the same time, I have to plan my way in wisdom. So I have to do all this. I say, yes, you have to start now. And why was crying? Later on, I found out that, look, the wife was also blaming him. So why are you blaming him in this issue? He said, because he allowed me to do what I did. In other words, you men that are heading the family, because that's what the scripture said, and that you sister that are supported. When you see the trend going towards downfall in lack of wisdom, pray that God will give you wisdom and give your wife wisdom to know what is right for your family, especially in regard to financial wisdoms. Amen? Anybody that had the head, that had the wisdom in that area, let them take the lead in the home, in that particular issue. Whether it be the wife that knows how to balance the checkbook, to pay the bills on time, to know that this is coming, we shouldn't get this type of credit card that has too much interest in it, to avoid bankruptcy, to avoid bad credit, to avoid borrowing what we don't need, and so on. Then there is wisdom in that person. Do not negate it because it's a woman or because it's your husband. If God has given them the head or the wisdom, or they have sought wisdom and able to apply it, then let the family walk with that person. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you children, today I got a call. My son is about 7 years old and something. They want to offer him a credit card. I say, what? That is it. He's not yet even, that's David. I don't know how that came in. I say, you sure? I say, yeah. Before they are 16, 17, they are already in debt for the rest of their life. It should not be so. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Plan ahead. Budget. If you cannot afford it now, that is not the end of life. Put it away. Start saving money towards it. And when you can comfortably, and I use the word comfortably. Comfortably is not when you use your last money to go and buy that nice car. Yes, the person I learned a lot in wisdom from, he actually have a Jaguar, new. But he went to put gas and find out that he has maxed out his credit card. He couldn't put gas in his new Jaguar. Is that not ridiculous? So you have this fancy new car, but you cannot put gas in it. That's just an example. You come out in the open and everybody will see you and clap their hands, but behind you are agonizing because you are shoveling credit card to credit card. You are borrowing from Peter to PayPal. You are moving from this to that, and you are living a life of deception. You are living a life of deception. You are deceiving yourself. Suddenly it will come upon you. As we close this now, let us read Proverbs chapter 1, 20 to 23. Proverbs 1, as we start to round up. You are living a deception. You have not listened to wisdom. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20. Start reading from 20. You have been lying to yourself. So that Jenny will see you are up to up. You know, you are up to the standard. This person will be, are you living a lie to yourself? See, wisdom cries without. That is, it's in the open, it's everywhere. Utterate her voice in the streets. Go ahead. 21. She cried in the chief places of concourse. That's like in shopping mall and all those places. In the opening of the gates in the city, she utterate her word, saying, 22. How long, ye simple ones, many of us has become simple. We've allowed the system to completely deceive us. Where I come from, if you say that somebody is simple, that means the person is simple. He doesn't have common sense. It's a MOOC in an African language. It's somebody you can lead by the nose. He said, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity and the scorners delight in their scorning, and the fools hate knowledge? Go ahead. Turn you at my reproof when it's warning you like today. Listen. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. 24. Because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. 25. But he has set at naught all my counsel and will none of my reproof. 26. I also will laugh at you at your calamity. That is when everything has scattered. When you couldn't borrow from one to pay the other one again. When they come with the tow truck to pull the car from the garage. When they are knocking on your door that you have to give up this building. When you are now finding that you are Jewish and stuff and so on. A woman was having somebody, a friend, another person. They made over 250,000 for many, many years every year. And they are broke. I say, how come? Say, go to my garage. In his garage, you can't believe it. Four-car garage, but there's no car parked there or whatever. I don't know what's there. Every kind of toys you can ever think of, every kind of thing they will ever need or don't need, is there. Say, how does it happen? It's like a competition of who will buy more than the other person in the home. Those are not supposed to be. Go to any standard average American garage or storeroom. You see things you will never need or don't need. Just because they advertise it or you feel you need it doesn't mean you really need it. Wisdom will guide you what you need or don't need. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Wisdom will guide you and say, you can do without this. So you save for the rainy day. So that when others are panicking and running, going, borrowing and crying and moaning and stuff, if there is a tightening up, if there is a rainy time coming, you will be at peace in Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, I will also laugh at you. I will mock when you fear comet. 27. When you fear comet as a desolation, and your destruction comet as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, 28, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. That is what I'm trying to make you avoid. After the desolation, after the anguish, after the torment, after the fear, after the frustration, over years, then suddenly you will start to seek wisdom. He says, they shall seek me early. At that point, but they will not find me. Why not seek early the wisdom of God in your affairs? Teach your children these wisdoms. Do not just say they should know. Hand down to them the wisdom you've acquired from experience. One thing you have to be wise about is how you hand it down. And that's where I find many of us have made mistakes. When we fail, we know it all. When we feel we have this wisdom, the way we talk to others, we put them down. We don't approach to them with wisdom of communication. We approach them by force, trying to make them see our own point of reason. Pray to God that He will give you guidance how to talk to that your son or that your daughter. Approach them in wisdom and be able to hand them wisdom we have acquired over the age. Age acquired borrowed wisdom. So that your son and daughter may call you blessed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And say, my mother told me, my father told me, and I've kept by it. And 40 years down the line or 50, when you are no more there, they will tell your grandchildren that it was because my father and mother told me this way. And I followed it. And I've never suffered because I followed that listing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 28, 29. For they For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. 30. They will none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. Let's go to 33. 133. But whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whosoever listens to wisdom shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In closing, let's just stand our feet as I round up here. Stand our feet. I said it before that the opposite of wisdom is when you do the right thing after you have exhausted all other options. You can define wisdom in the natural terms as the ability to make good decisions, to pursue a course of action that will benefit oneself or someone else. That is in the natural terms. That's also a spiritual application of it. If you have really, you are standing here this morning, and in your actions, you have not really asked for God, guidance, and wisdom in things, for the gift of wisdom over issues, and you are finding it hard to get your prayers answered, I'm telling you today, if only God will give you that grace and you ask it and say, I will give to all men. If you lack wisdom, you say, ask of God, who give it to all men liberally. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because when you acquire this wisdom, it will help you to navigate life troubled waters. Without the benefit of wisdom, you will not know how to go through life in the right way. And it will be filled with pain and suffering. If you operate only by faith, you may achieve victory. I say you may in some cases. But there will be many battle scars in your life. So acquire wisdom. And those that acquire wisdom say they will obtain favor of the Lord. Solomon asked of this wisdom and he obtained favor of the Lord in every most other areas of his life. He prospered. He did well. He had peace. That you know that during his time there was no war. None of the neighboring countries came to war against him. Say God gave him peace all around. He designed the best, he built the best houses. He designed it with gold and everything. He acquired wealth beyond any that has lived before him. Because he first and foremost asked God for the wisdom of God in his life. Today, I want us to pray for the gift of wisdom to start to manifest in our life. That you may use it to the glory of God. Because when the wisdom of God comes, hard situations, problems that are too hard for you to resolve, when the wisdom of God comes in, it will melt away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He will give you options even to choose from when the wisdom of God comes. But do not be proud, because wisdom will not work with the proud ones. Do not say, I can bulldoze myself through this situation by faith alone. Ask God for wisdom. And let God guide you through. As I said, do not do the right thing after you have exhausted all other options. It is a painful experience. I've made many mistakes in my life that by hindsight, if I look today and say, if only I have done differently, I will have been better off. I've looked at hindsight, and when hindsight wisdom is after it's done and all gone. See, if only I had known. I made those mistakes, and many of us have made those mistakes. But from today, there is a new beginning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God is able to do it. Amen. God is able to give you the wisdom you acquired. Now, if any of us, as we close our eyes, please close their eyes. Is there anybody here who will believe, who knows that they need wisdom on any particular issue that has been very, very hard? They've prayed and fasted. They've sought God. They don't really know what else to do. But they have never asked God for wisdom over this situation. Close your eyes, everybody. I want you to raise your hand. If there's any such person in here that is going through a very hard situation. Now, I will speak by faith and give you that reason why I say that when wisdom comes, it will make hard situation to become simple. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Just raise your hand if you are one of those. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I want those who raise their hand to come forward. And I will give you this today. If we pray and you open your hand and wisdom comes in, you will come and give testimony over this situation in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, there is wisdom from you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, as you taught me this and I'm praying every day, I'm praying all the time for more of it. I know the need of these things. As I touch any of these your children, Lord, this morning that has stayed forward, tonight, I want you to change their thinking. Change their mindset, Lord, and bring the wisdom of God over these hard situations. Like Solomon looked at hard situations and touched it just by, within a second or two, you were able to solve them. But Jesus Christ is bigger and better than Solomon. For he is the wisdom of God. And he is the power of God. Therefore, Holy Spirit, you know exactly what is in the heart of my brother. But as I lay my hand upon him now, I pray in the name of Jesus for the spirit of wisdom in your life from today on. Regarding all the affairs of your life, let wisdom be imparted in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Let the wisdom of God be imparted in your life from today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In any area you have not walked, let God give you grace to start to walk in those areas in wisdom.
Amen.
That those hard situations, those issues you don't know how to resolve, God will impart the wisdom to resolve them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The wisdom from above is yours today. The wisdom from above is yours today. The wisdom from above is yours today. Receive it in this particular situation that has dogged your life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Father, bless our Lord with the gift of wisdom. Help our Lord Jehovah God to realize that what she has might just be the beginning. But there are volumes and volumes of it you still have left for her. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you for the testimony of my brother this morning. He told me that after hearing the Bible study, he already started to apply wisdom and he's seeing changes in his life. He told me this as a testimony this morning, even before this message. Now, Lord, I ask that even what he has as of now be multiplied hundredfold in the name of Jesus, that those situations might be resolved in his life by the gift of wisdom and faith in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. As I pray for you, you can sit down. Lord, I pray for my brother here. Touch him, Lord, regarding to his request about the gift of wisdom. Impart this gift into his life, Lord, and let him realize it and use it. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for my sister, who is already operating in wisdom after discussing with her for weeks now. And Lord, I can see it manifesting in her life. She has put certain things aside. But she's asking for more, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let the gift of wisdom be manifest in your life. Let it guide you. Let it direct your affairs. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, thank you, Jesus, our dear sister, Lord. Whatever she's facing that she needs the wisdom of God about, whatever it is, Lord, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you who have promised by your word, that you will give unto those that ask the gift of wisdom and give us liberally. Father, fill her with this wisdom, Lord. In Jesus' name. Wisdom from above is yours from today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Wisdom from above is yours in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is yours in the name of Jesus. Regarding the affairs of your life, regarding your work, regarding your family, regarding your children, regarding your finances, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. As I pray this morning, Lord, I say, let the crowd of the Holy Spirit be here today.
Amen.
Let the power of God be here today.
Amen.
To bring your wisdom upon the life of your people.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, manifest it on my brother, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
that you will guide him, Lord, that 10 years down the line, 5 years down the line, he will look back and say, yes, from today the Lord starts new things in my life, and I'll be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for Mama, Lord. Continue to guide her. Bless her, Lord, on issues of life. Whatever they are, Lord, minister to her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Now, Moyo, the gift of heaven, the gift of wisdom is now yours in Jesus' name. From today, God will guide you in wisdom. In affairs pertaining to your life, for your own good, God will manifest his wisdom in you. In finances, in things of hope, in things about school, in your work, in every aspect of your life, in spiritual dimension, in your gift, the gift that is in you, God will manifest the wisdom of God in every aspect of it. And the name of Jesus shall be exalted in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, give my dear sister the wisdom to hold on to you, to guide her, Lord. She's still young and there is just a tremendous opportunity that if she starts to walk in wisdom from today, oh Father, her life will be blessed. And today we command that wisdom of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, you bless her, Lord. You bless her, Lord. Grant her the desires of her heart. You said the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Bless her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Lord, with the gift of wisdom, Lord. Let it build up so that she can use it to your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for my dear wife, Lord. I pray that you impart the fullness of the gift of wisdom. She's already manifesting this in her life. That is why our life has been blessed and we are richly blessed. But Lord, let her go from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. Lord, that the gift of wisdom, the power of God, may manifest more and more in her life. That Lord, she will direct her affairs in wisdom, that your name alone, O God, shall be glorified. Thank you, Lord, as you minister to her. Even as she sleeps, open her mind and fill her with wisdom, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Whatever we see in the past, Lord, about your life, whatever the grace you have, whatever frustration the enemy has done, whatever thing that has been eroded and missed and misused, today in the name of Jesus, today in the name of Jesus, I command a restitution. I command a restitution. I command a turning around for your good in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, from today, Lord, you minister to her. You give her grace, Lord, to rise up above the plans of the enemy. That those satanic and natural wisdom or the wisdom of the world that has not glorified you or will ever glorify you will be abolished from our life in Jesus' name. And the wisdom of heaven shall take over in Jesus' name. Be filled with wisdom in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. From the testimony of God, I know you have a special gift. From the testimony you have given, I know you have a special gift. Lord, build upon this gift in wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Wisdom for enterprise. Wisdom for enterprise, Lord. Give him guidance, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. And every other situation is believing you for, Lord. From today, let there be a manifestation in Jesus' mighty name. Go in peace and be filled with the wisdom from above in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, turn around to her, Father. Wrong choices many a times, mistakes and so on. We all have made it. But Lord, today, she might have thought and said, if I have acted by wisdom, it might be different. But Lord, I know that with you, there is always a new beginning. With you, Lord, there is always a new beginning. Lord, from today, I pray for my sister Tina here, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you impart the gift of wisdom into her life. Wisdom, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Wisdom from above. Wisdom divine. The grace of God be manifested in your life from today. In Jesus' mighty name. And let the name of the Lord be glorified. And let the name of God be glorified in your life. Father, Open her mind. Open her tongue. Open everything up that is within her, Lord. To start to assimilate the gift of wisdom. To start to take in of the gift of wisdom. That the wisdom of God might cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. That now, Lord, she shall walk like a daughter of Cain. And shall manifest even that gift to others. For the gift of God will manifest in your life. Today, I command it in Jesus' name. The wisdom from above is lost in Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Put your hands together, everybody. Put your hands together, everybody. Hallelujah. 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 And one of the greatest part of wisdom, as we close, blessed be the name of the Lord. You will find it in Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. The wise, amen, shall also win souls. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is also wisdom, the wisdom to win souls, the wisdom to bring people to God. Remember that. As you go out this week, practice that. Start to practice the gift of wisdom in winning souls for Jesus Christ. Amen? And then you shall shine like the stars forever and ever. Because that is the promise of God. That the wise shall shine like the brightness of the star. And they shall also win souls for God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's rise our feet as we close, everybody. Sorry for taking such a long time. It's supposed to be a teaching message. But then we decided to preach part of it in the church today. But God has blessed us. It's going to be on the website. You can go and also listen to it on the web. As God gives you guidance, you do it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.